Let's stand for the reading of God's holy word found in Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. And they took their journey from Elim, the church of Israel, if you will, and all of the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness. And they failed to mention that they were free from slavery, to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Basically saying, Moses, you don't know what you're doing. We would rather be slaves back in Egypt under that hard labor and being abused, so long as we can sit by the flesh pots and eat that grub we had down in Egypt land. Holy Father God, Lord, help me not to keep the people long. I'm doing the best I can, and I pray that you would give me all that you would have me to say in a short amount of time. For some folks are on their lunch break, and they don't have time to stay with the message if it's going over 45 minutes or an hour. So, Holy Father God, fresh and anew lay upon my heart what you would have me to preach and say. We thank you for the people who come live on multiple platforms. I don't know how many platforms there are that we're on around the world. I guess it's about 20, but in 100 languages. And I am told, according to the statistics, we have gone over 40,000 people in a 10-day period or so, as far as listens and views. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit working through your Holy Word in our lives and in the lives of others. And we thank you for souls saved by your grace, lives touched and changed. And we pray that you'll help us all as Christians, first, to confess our sins, to repent even the sin of gluttony. Help us to understand that it is a sin, and it has built-in consequences, as all sin does. So help us to take that seriously and not take ourselves seriously. Forgive us of our sins, all of our sins. Crush and crucify our flesh and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us to forgive others. Deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin today. And grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. And we pray for millions, Lord, to hear the gospel and to come to know your Savior. Millions of Christians to get back to their first love, including us. Revive us all again. For your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. We know the devil is going to fight us hard starting today, tomorrow, and Sunday. This is no secret. He's not only going to fight us hard, but every gospel preaching church, every gospel teaching church, every word teaching church, anybody who's doing anything for your glory this weekend, He is going to send his demons, his devils, by the hundreds. He's going to send his Judases and angels of light to try to stop us and to try to hinder us. But Lord, we know greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Lord Jesus Christ, we claim your name. We plead your precious blood. And Lord, help us not to be shocked when these devilish attacks come. Help us to keep on holding up the blood-stained banner. And help us to march on for your glory, praise, and honor. And enjoy the little breaks that we get in between. And celebrate the victory won. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord is leading me to pray again. So, Holy Father God, with that understanding, help those of us who are truly born again and saved, yes, not to be shocked or surprised, but to be prayerful, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful, and help us to resist the devil. As I talked to the people about this morning, to say no to the devil, as he is constantly trying to put negative thoughts in our minds. Place upon us the whole arm of God. Surround us with the banner of your holy angels. Give us great wisdom, knowledge, understanding, insight, and discernment so that we cannot be, so that we will not be bamboozled or tricked or run amok or confused or not aware of what the devil is doing, because we're not ignorant of his devices. Neither should we fear him or be scared of him, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. And so, Holy Father God, we pray that you would cast out the satanic, demonic spirit of Judas, betrayal and sabotage and foolishness from this place. Pride is a big part of it. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and help every Christian to say no to the devil when he suggests something to them. And put a shield of your protection around about us today, Saturday and Sunday particularly and especially, and then every day of our lives until we reach the other side, because spiritual warfare, as we saw from your word this morning, is real. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Tertullian of the early church said, "We ourselves, though we're guilty of every sin, are not just a work of God, we're his image." And may I say that the original image is beautiful. Contrary to what we sinners try to make it, a woman who is in shape is far more beautiful, attractive, than a woman who is out of shape and who is obese. Same thing for a man. So those of you folk who are trying to get a husband, you're trying to get a wife, God's original image is what you need to have. And don't do like some men and women do. Once they catch the wife or the husband, then they let go. And then we start justifying stuff and making up stuff. This is what we do as sinners. We try to normalize sin, which is wicked as the devil, don't we? You got women now saying, "Well, my husband has a dad bod." That's wicked. That's evil. You got women today, young women today, saying, "I'm attracted to the dad bod." The dad bod is a man who has a fat belly, pudgy around the sides, you know, and she feels like she's more attractive herself with him. Because evidently she's saying that he's ugly. She's more beautiful because he has a dad bod, and then she's saying she feels more comfortable around that. You need to be careful with that right there. You're going a little bit close to the edge. Close to the edge. Don't do that. And then we got this insanity going on today where we have big, fat, obese women dancing around like dancing bears, telling people and criticizing people and mad at people for body shaming them. Because somebody criticizes their weight or whatever the case might be. There are some thin people, and they have held back for years. People who are in shape, they have held back for years, but now some folks are saying, this is not healthy, this is not good, I do not want you teaching my children, I don't want you pastoring my family, and your whole family looks like ought to change your name to Pastor Hippo and Pastor Hippo and wife. And the little hippos, but everybody is overweight because evidently you're eating the wrong thing, and then you're not exercising. That's it. That speaks of being lazy. You say, preacher, you're cutting too hard. Preacher, no, I'm not playing with you. See, because most folks have been playing with you. This just kidding with you, talking about you gritty, be cute, and all this kind of stuff. No, you're not. You're fat. You're obese. And my point is not to hurt your feelings. By the way, we ought not to be living by our feelings anyway. You say, I'll never speak to him again. I'll never listen to him again. That's okay. I'm not here to hurt you. I am here to help you. And sometimes you got to be cut to be helped. And my point is, the reason why I'm doing that is, number one, I know where you're coming from. But because gluttony has been a friend of mine. Gluttony is a sin, and I have participated in it. And so you can't fool me with all of this. I have thyroid problem holding your neck and all this. You can't fool me with, this, that, other. It's a medical issue and this, that, and other. You can't fool me with genetics, because there's a whole lot of things, genetics, that we don't have to play into. We all know that. If your father was a drunkard, a wild, crazy drunkard, then you are not to sip 1 ounce of wine, and you know it, or any other alcoholic beverage, and so forth and so on. We know if both parents were diabetic, then don't eat food that gives you diabetes, and stop eating so much. You have to stop it. Now, I have a brother who, both of my parents struggled with weight issues. My sisters have struggled with weight issues. My brother, he can see what's happening here, and he's a younger brother, he understands. And somehow in college, he learned how to eat properly, because he's in perfect shape. Last time I saw him, he's not obese like the rest of us, and so he has the same genes, but he eats differently. He eats to live, and not just for pleasure like we gluttons. And so I want you to understand, I am sharing this with you so that you will own it. Stop taking yourself so seriously. If you can't sit down in a seat on the airplane, that's nothing to laugh about. There's nothing to get mad at other people about. You're going to have to buy two seats and not get mad about it, because you're the one who sat there and ate your Twinkies till there were none left in a 10 o'clock binge. And by the way, speaking of binge, binge watching is not good. It's very popular today, and we're going to, so many of us are going to sure enough get into it throughout these holidays, binge watching. It's a great thing if you like to watch a whole series at a time, but it's only great if you don't be binge eating while you're binge watching. So my whole point, beloved, in this straightforward approach is to shock you back into reality that no, being fat is not good. It is not cute. It is not pretty. No matter what man says something to you contrary to what I'm telling you, no matter what woman or what girlfriend tells you that, and you need to own this as your temptation and as your sin, and you need to do something about it. God wants you to do something about it, not just your doctor. So with that said, allow me to finish this quote. Yet we have cut ourselves off from our Creator, he said, in both soul and body. Did we get eyes to serve lust? The tongue to speak evil? Ears to hear evil? A throat for gluttony? A stomach to be gluttony's ally? He mentions gluttony twice. This is in the old days. Hands to do violence. Genitals for unchaste excesses, fornication, adultery, homosexuality. Feet for an erring life, always going in the wrong place at the wrong time. Was the soul put in the body to think up traps, fraud, and injustice? Tertullian said, I don't think so. Beloved, according to Stanford Healthcare Center, obesity can contribute to the risk of cancer in women. Being overweight, being obese, contributes to an increased risk for a variety of cancers, including breast cancer, colon cancer, gallbladder cancer, and uterus cancer. Men who are obese have a higher risk of colon cancer and prostate cancer. My. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you with that today. And I want you to think about what I said, how that you need to own this sin called gluttony. He said, I don't claim it. Well, you better claim it, because it's going to take you to the grave, and they're going to need a coffin for a 500-pound person, and you're going to need a whole lot of pallbearers to get you out of that church, if they can get you in there. You say, preacher, you shouldn't. I should, and I am, to help shock you back into reality. This is not a game. This is not cute. You don't have a dad bod. You have a fat bod, sir. And by the way, it's not only about us eating less and eating right. We've got to get up off our behinds and exercise. You say, preacher, do you exercise? I just got through doing so. That's why I look so good right now. I exercise for many reasons. One, I feel better. How about that? But not only that, I preach better. I guess the blood goes through my brain better. I don't know. The thoughts are carried faster. I don't know. But I've been exercising before I preach for years. You couldn't tell it by looking at me. And so, own it. Stop talking about it and be about it. Own it as your sin, gluttony. Face up to it. Deal with it. We are fat because we eat too much. And even skinny folk, as kind as they have been, are getting tired of it. And they are starting to protest in their way. And so it's time to change. It's time to take this seriously. Don't take yourself seriously, because you're going to have to laugh at yourself for the next two or three years as you look in the mirror, as that weight comes down. Because this needs to be about a lifestyle change, particularly if you're 40 and above. If you're in your 50s and you're obese, you need to hurry up and make some changes. A report came out today that many young people, children, are obese today. The parents are obese and the children are obese. And may God help those parents who don't warn their children about the diabetes that they are getting ready to get. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to accept the fact that we have sinned against you by overeating, by committing the sin of gluttony. And Lord, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and we thank you for the kindness of people who have self-control and who don't struggle with this, and how that they have not said much down through the years, more saying something about it today, and that is good. We in the church need to at least acknowledge that we have a problem. That's what this series is about. We need to acknowledge that we have a problem. We need to say it is sin and wickedness, just like adultery and fornication and drunkenness. We need to use the word moderation, and when it comes to eating, as we do to drinking and other areas of life, even exercise. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to go on a long-term journey of not dieting, but life change. And help us to eat only the foods we should eat. Eliminate all of the foods we shouldn't eat. And eat a portion that is needed for the strength of our bodies. And that is according to the people who know about this in health. There's no more than about a fistful of food that we need per meal. So, Lord, grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to not feel sorry for ourselves, not criticize other people, not try to normalize it, not try to ignore it away, and not acknowledge it. Lord, help us to acknowledge it, help us to own it, help us to confess it as sin, and help us to repent. And naturally, our health will improve and the weight will come down in time, as the fat came on in time. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, and for his sake, amen.